Genesis chapter 49. Then Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather round, and I will tell you what will happen to you in the last days. Assemble and listen, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my strength and the beginning of my vigour, a profusion of high standing and a profusion of power. As unrestrained as water, do not overflow, for you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers, vessels of violence by their swords. Let my being not enter into their council. Let my honour not be united with their convocation, for in their anger they killed a man, and for their pleasure they hamstrung an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was harsh. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, as for you, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on your enemy's neck, and the sons of your father will bow down to you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you went up. He crouched. He lay like a lion, and like a great lion, who dares to arouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the statute maker from between his legs, until Shiloh comes, and obedience of the nations will be to him. Binding his ass colt to the vine, and his young of a she-ass to the choice vine, he washed his clothes in wine, and his garment in the juice of grapes. The red of his eyes will be from wine, and the white of his teeth will be from milk. Zebulun will dwell at the coast of the sea, and he will be a coastline for ships, and his border will be up to Sidon. Issachar is a well-built ass, lying between two folds. And he saw that the resting place was good, and that the land was pleasant, so he set his shoulder to bear the burden, and became a tribute-paying servant. Dan will judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will become a serpent on the way, an adder on the road, that bites the heels of a horse, so the rider falls off backwards. O Lord, I have put my hope in your salvation. As for Gad, a troop will press on him, but he will press on the heel. From Asher comes his rich bread, and he will supply royal delicacies. Naphtali is a hind let loose, who bears words of beauty. Joseph is a fruitful bough at a water source, with branches where each shoots over a wall. The archers provoked him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow remained in place firmly, and the strength of his hands was with agility, from the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, from where the shepherd comes, the stone of Israel. This is from the God of your father, who will help you, and with the Almighty, who will bless you with heavenly blessings above, blessings from the deep which lies below, blessings of the breasts and womb. The blessings of your father have been mightier than the blessings of my parents, extending to the limits of the age-old hills. They will be for Joseph's head, and for the crown of the head of the Nazarite among his brothers. Benjamin is a wolf, which will tear quarry apart. In the morning he will eat prey, and in the evening he will divide spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them. And he blessed them. He blessed them individually, each according to his blessing. And he instructed them, and he said to them, "I am being gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave which is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave which is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite, as an acquisition for a burial ground. That is where they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. That is where they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And that is where I buried Leah. It is the field and the cave which is in it, which were acquired from the sons of Heth." Then Jacob finished instructing his sons, and he drew back his feet into the bed, and he expired and was gathered to his people.